Emerson said, the day in the life of one human being's body is enough to steal all the luster from fiction. What goes on here is so magnificent, and if you ever start to really study it, it'll change your self-esteem overnight because you see how powerful you really are. But what's happened is we have a set of belief systems, and whatever we believe, when we look for what we believe, we look for Brown, we find it, as you've learned this weekend. And what I want to do this weekend is give you, or today I should say, is a second opinion. It is my opinion. It's backed up by thousands and thousands of researchers, and I'll back up everything I say. But it's another opinion. If you go to one mindset of person who's been trained a certain way, they're going to give you one mindset. Doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean they're wrong. You have to sit today and say, does this make sense to me? And while I'll document every single thing I'm going to talk to you about by the top researchers who have all the social proof you'll recognize from the top universities, doctors, hospitals, researchers, etc., you also have to be willing at times to say, I'm going to enter a little common sense corner in my brain and say, what am I really going to believe? And the best way then to decide something is not just to believe it, but to test it with your own body. And I'm going to ask you at the end of today to give yourself a 10-day test just to see if what I'm saying makes any sense. You don't have to believe a word I say. You can just test with your body and judge by results. And if you do that, you will have a brand new life as a result of this day. This day could be as powerful as any other day. So, my goals today for you are a couple. Then, number one, it's to really affect your philosophy about this thing called your health, which really means the force of life, your energy. I really want to affect that philosophy, the way you look at health and the way you look at dis-ease. And I'm going to spend the first half of the day not talking about the solution, which is what I do 99.9% of the time. I want to talk to you about the problem and with it the solution. Because if we don't understand the problem, it's so pervasive about what currently is guiding us is this country in terms of health, then what will happen is the next time you'll listen to all the new things I tell you or all the simple tools, you go, yeah, I'll do that until you get ill. And then you go right back to the old hypnosis. I've watched it. So unless we interrupt the current what? Pattern, we'll have no possibility of creating an alternative that you'll really follow through on. So I'm going to really go at you with this. And I want to tell you up front, this is my opinion backed up by thousands of people, but I understand it's a point of view. And if you disagree, I'm totally okay with it. But I will tell you up front, and I'll tell you now it's my opinion, after this, I will no longer operate from that frame of reference. Because I got to try and give you a second opinion that you rarely will hear with a tremendous amount of intensity and passion that comes from my heart and soul and caring for you. And what I say to you is take everything I've got, write it down, take notes, don't argue with it yet, take it in. Don't let your current belief systems block any of it out. Just take it in first, and then test it, and then respond. Because if you react to me, then what's happening is you're responding to your belief systems rather than what I'm actually sharing. How many of you want to be a little bit open today, be a little bit flexible in your approach? Say aye. Excellent. So I want to affect your philosophy towards health. Number two, I want you to be able to eliminate fear. My major goal, what hurts me inside when I see people, is I see people live in so much fear, and probably the greatest fears people have to do with health. These things that affect them in various areas of their life. So I want to make sure we eliminate that because that was one of the greatest gifts that happened in my life. Three, I want to massively change the level of energy you naturally experience, not just you demand. Every one of you has given a tremendous amount of energy this weekend, but most of you by demand. And that's part of having energy, is building the muscle. But the other part is having the reserves capable, so when you make the demand, you don't run out of steam. You're not doing it unhealthfully. Because I began to study years ago, I used to remember hearing the words health and hearing the words fitness. And which one do you think I move towards? Which one do you think? Fitness was what I want to move towards. I thought health, and mamby-pamby, kind of weak. Fitness, now that's something I can get into, right? But what's true is there are a lot of people that are healthy and unfit, a lot of people that are fit but unhealthy. Fitness does not guarantee health. Do you remember Jim Fix, the runner? Wrote the running books? What'd he die of? Heart attack, right? He was very fit but unbelievably unhealthy. So fitness is that ability to have this endurance and this drive and this demand, which I really value. But if you don't have health as your base, you will burn out. That's the person who goes out on the tennis court and they look good. They don't seem to have any extra weight or anything else. They're 40 years old, having a great time, and they drop dead of a heart attack right there. They were fit but unhealthy. I want to make sure you leave here with energy that comes from health, not just from the strength of fitness. And then to build on that a sense of fitness that'll give you a sense of power like you've never had before as well. And lastly, I want to make sure you have fun today, too, because I think if you enjoy this and if you can look at this, some of these things with a sense of humor, especially some of the things I'm going to do in the second half of the day, I think you will never forget what we talk about. Because the second half of the day, you will laugh a lot, but it's kind of like when you think about your old belief systems and you have a new association to those. Well, some of the things you were certain about before you got here, you may feel similarly about by the end of this day. So how did I get into this?